The sounds of victory from You Know Who. And in case you don't know, I ask you, Souvenez-vous la Cannes 2023? Are you following AFCON 2023? We'll come back to the celebrations, but welcome to AFCON Rush on Comfort 95.1 FM, your preferred sports station. Je m'appelle Mighty George, reportage de Côte d'Ivoire, lieu de la Cannes 2023. Day 12 with the last set of matches in a group stage. Four games, just one goal scored. That's so unusual, with the only goal coming in the game that saw Morocco win Zambia, which meant hosts Côte d'Ivoire are still in the tournament. Now you know, right? In the previous 32 games in 11 days, no goalless draw was witnessed, but in one day and four matches and one where 3 points were gotten. Something fishy going down, right? Or maybe just a coincidence. In Group E, another North African team was booted out of AFCON 2023. Tunisia, who finished bottom after playing a goalless draw with South Africa. Elsewhere, Namibia picked up a historic goalless draw against Mali to progress to the Africa Cup of Nations knockout stages for the first time. Colin Benjamin's side would now face Angola for a place in the quarterfinals. The news was not good for East Africa, as Tanzania were looking to emulate Namibia's Veronica. A goalless stalemate with DR Congo meant they finished bottom of Group F. And a win against DR Congo in their final group game wouldn't have been enough to secure their passage to the last 16. However, Ahmed Morocco's side, one of the lowest ranked teams in the tournament, found no way past a stubborn opposition defense. By holding on for a point, DR Congo, who last won the AFCON in 1974, finished second in the group with a record of 3 draws from as many matches. They will now play Egypt for a place in the quarterfinals, setting up a clash between two teams without a win, but they progressed. I call that magical, really. The group stage of the Africa Cup of Nations, Côte d'Ivoire 2023, concluded last night, setting up some highly anticipated knockout stage clashes. Goals, records, history, and passionate fans. In the marquee match of the round of 16, defending champion Senegal will take on tournament host Côte d'Ivoire. The Elephants suffered a shock 4-0 thrashing by Equatorial Guinea in their last group game, but still advanced. They now face the daunting task of overcoming an informed Senegalese side yet to drop points. But the fans actually have a song for Senegal. Let's see what happens when they take on Senegal. Two more African heavyweights will collide when Nigeria meets Cameroon. Both teams have uneven group stages but remain continental powerhouses. Elsewhere, Morocco topped their group without conceding and will look to continue their fine form against South Africa. After surprisingly winning Group A, undefeated underdogs Equatorial Guinea will try to cause another upset against Guinea-Conakry, just as first-time knockouts Namibia face a stern challenge from two-time quarterfinalist Angola. And despite an underwhelming group stage, Egypt's pedigree as the most successful African nation makes them dangerous opponents for DR Congo. Other intriguing clashes see Mali take on Burkina Faso while Cape Verde battle Mauritania. And with sudden death matches between some of Africa's top sides, the AFCON round of 16 promises pausating action and drama as heavy favorites and blocky underdogs collide. And so, a more in-depth look at these fixtures. Nigeria versus Cameroon. Despite a shaky start, the two giants managed their qualification to the round of 16 after their final round of matches. Nigeria are hoping to end a decade of no AFCON trophy. Rigobert Song is under pressure to give Cameroonians a better performance in the knockout stage after struggling in the group stage where they won just one game. Obviously, one of the powerhouses will be crushed out in the round of 16. Would it be Nigeria? Would it be Cameroon? The game is on Saturday, January 27, at the Félix Offert-Bonny Stadium in Abidjan. Next, Cape Verde versus Mauritania. After a shocking run in the group stage, we saw Cape Verde going unbeaten and leading a group involving two previous African champions, Egypt and Ghana. The Blue Sharks will have Mauritania to deal with in the round of 16. Amel Abdou has already exceeded expectations by getting this far with Mauritania. They can, however, write more history as they face Cape Verde. The game is on Monday, January 29, at the Félix Sophie-Boigny Stadium. And then Equatorial Guinea versus Guinea. Equatorial Guinea, the Zala Nacional, shockingly managed to top a group involving hosts Cote d'Ivoire and Nigeria. They face a Guinean side who haven't been consistent with results in this year's AFCON. The Sili Nacionals would have the competition's top scorer, Emilio Insua, to deal with in this fixture. The game is at the Alassane Ouattara Stadium on Sunday, January 28. Angola versus Namibia. Namibia made history by qualifying for the knockout stage of the AFCON for the first time in their history since debuting in 1998. They face Angola, who topped the group involving Burkina Faso, Algeria, and Mauritania with 7 points. Meanwhile, Angola want more based on their record in the history of the competition. Two-time quarterfinalists. The game is scheduled to take place at the Stade de la Paix in Bouaké on January 27. Mali versus Burkina Faso. Burkina Faso brought their group stage game to a disappointing end after losing 2-0 to Angola. Mali went unbeaten in all their group stage games and would have the advantage of playing at the Amadou Gon Coulibaly Stadium in Kohogo, the venue they played most of their group stage games at. The game is on January 29 at the Amadou Gon Coulibaly Stadium. Egypt versus DR Congo. Egypt qualified after drawing all group games. It was obviously not a good one for the Pharaohs. As the most successful country in the history of the competition, their presence in the knockout stage is a threat to any team they face, and DR Congo is no exception. The game will be played on January 28 at the Laurent Poku Stadium. Senegal versus Cote d'Ivoire. Following their disappointing 4-0 defeat on the final day, host Cote d'Ivoire only progressed after Zambia lost to Morocco in their final Group F game. They have been handed a tough test against defending champion Senegal. Senegal have a 100% record in the tournament, and the fixture is a tough one for the hosts. The game will be played at the Charles Konan Bani Stadium on January 29. And finally, Morocco versus South Africa. The 2022 FIFA World Cup semi-finalists are on track to win the AFCON Cote d'Ivoire 2023. On their way to achieving the feat, they will face South Africa in the round of 16. The South Africa attack with Bessie Tau and Temba Zwane will give the Moroccans a lot of problems to deal with. The game is on January 30 at the Laurent Poku Stadium. Tantalizing fixtures. And who are you putting your money on? It all starts on Saturday. What a rush indeed.
Comfort 95.1 FM. Uyo.
Hey, I'm on Nigeria. Hey, you got to share levels.
Nigeria.
Oba. Can you make one of yourself?
Mutani na Nigeria. Muyishi kumayonsu.
Sabi, sabi. Leg over, leg over, leg over. It's a goal.
As usual, we head into the camp of the Super Eagles of Nigeria to find out what's cooking. Well, they started their closed training session yesterday and will continue so today ahead of the game against Cameroon on Saturday. We hear from two Super Eagles players, Bright Osai Samuel, who made his first start for the Super Eagles against Guinea-Bissau after coming on as a substitute in the two previous games, admits that the Super Eagles have squandered a lot of goal-scoring opportunities, which he hopes can be worked on ahead of the game against Cameroon.
For me, it was my first start in the African game, so it's a great feeling for me. You know, I think we played well. Of course, we had a clean sheet, another one in this AFCON, so it's positive in terms of the defence. I think collectively, you know, we had many chances again. I think our aim now is just that we know, of course, we get chances every game. The quality that we have, and I think it's now about converting these chances now. So I think overall the game was good, and it's a learning curve now to see what we can improve to do better against our next game against Cameroon.
Let's also hear from defender and one of the vice captains of the team, Kenneth Omerwo.
We're confident, you know, after the last game we said to ourselves, wherever we get next, we just have to keep to our game plan, take it 100%, and you know, we can beat any team. My message is for them to fly to Ivory Coast. You know, it's visa free. Come and support us.
All right, it's visa free. Make una show, mona come join us. I've been wanting to come. Make una bring dollars. Yeah? We can report to you that it was good to see William Truce Ekong, back in training with the rest of the team. He gives them hope that the defender and vice-captain will be fit in time for Saturday's game. Although midfielder Al-Hassan Youssouf is still a doubt for the game on Saturday as he continues his recuperation from the injury he picked up on match day one. Well, Hassan, you did say you'll be ready for the knockout stage, so please get well soon and let's get you back on the pitch. All right? What a rush. Also, we hear from the Osun State Football Association chairman, Shola Fanowopo, who is drumming support for the Super Eagles and insists that Cote d'Ivoire has always been a great ground for the Super Eagles, hoping that this time they get the better of Cameroon, who snatched the trophy from Nigeria back in 1984. What a rush of history.
You know, Cote d'Ivoire has always been a very good hunting ground for Super Eagles in terms of championship. I remember 40 years ago, that was the first Nations Cup I watched consciously. Ivory Coast hosted that time to 40 years ago. Nigeria entered the final. Even though we lost the final to Cameroon 3-1, I still remember vividly that game. When Coach Unibile took them to the Nations Cup. Stimikeshi was the captain. Rashidi Yekini was making his debut for national team at that time. Patrick Okala kept in the final because if I had injury against Egypt in the semi-final, he kept one of the penalties with his nails and he had injury, couldn't play in the final. So Patrick Okala, the immediate brother of the real Okala, so came in the final. Cameroon, that was the first time Cameroon would beat us 3-1. Subsequently, Cameroon had won the Nations Cup 4 times. Three of them, they were victorious against Nigeria. So that was the first championship they beat Nigeria to place in the Ivory Coast. We hope to do better this time around and take the cup home. That's the ambition of everybody, and that's the wish of all Nigerians.
Okay, so you headed there. Some history lessons for those of you who didn't know what happened 40 years ago in Cote d'Ivoire. Well, the great thing is that the Super Eagles are not meeting Cameroon in the final. And when it's not the final, Nigeria has no problem with the Indomitable Lions. Okay, fingers crossed as we count down to the big one on Saturday and all the other fixtures of the last 16 stage. What a rush. In other news, the list of coaching casualties at AFCON 2023 is increasing by the day following the sack or resignation of Ivory Coast manager Jean-Louis Gasset. The Elephants qualified for the round of 16 as one of the third best teams, but that was after the announcement by the Football Federation that the coach had been sacked. MS Faye would step in as interim coach for the rest of the tournament alongside Guy Demel and Alan Guamene. Well, that brings the list of coaching casualties to, wait for it, 5. And this is after Jamel Belmadi of Algeria resigned, Adel Amarouche of Tanzania was suspended, Chris Hughton of Ghana sacked, Thompson Fee of Gambia resigned, and Tunisia coach Jalel Kadri resigning also as well after the Qatar Eagles finished bottom of their group. Meanwhile, CAF has handed Walid Regragui of Morocco a 4-match suspension, including 2 suspended for a period of 1 year, following the incident involving Chancel Mbemba of the DR Congo right after that game that ended in a 2-2 draw. Regragui was involved in an altercation with Chancel Mbemba before it became full-blown right there at the Laurent Pukou Stadium. Regragui will also pay $5,000 fine. It is unclear if the suspended sentences are actually for the next set of games or maybe later in the year. We'll see about that. Still on that fracas, CAF also fined both the Moroccan Football Federation and the Congolese Football Federation $20,000 each. Next time, Mekuna no fight. That's how we wrap it up this morning on AFCON Rush. Brought to you live from Cote d'Ivoire. I'm the Mighty George. Keep following the AFCON, and you can do that very well on Comfort 95.1 FM and all social media handles of the station. Well, until later in the day when I hit you with some other live reports, do have a swell day. Au revoir and what a rush.
Comfort 95.1 FM. Uyo.